Blessings upon each of you tonight. Blessings upon each of you. We bless you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is our God, and beside him there is no other. We worship, we honor, and we adore him. We are gathered tonight once again for our prophetic prayer partnership. And yes, we are at the 3rd of March, the first Monday of March, in the year of our Lord 2025. And wow, what an amazing time we are having already in this year. I'm telling you, it's been time spent on both sides of extremes, but certainly we are having a time and we are moving throughout the year. We are going forward and it is moving rather swiftly. More importantly, I am grateful for what God is doing in our lives, what he's doing in the earth, and how things are strategically being aligned to work in accordance to his will. And we know, according to Romans 8 and 28, that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So, whatever God is doing, you are on the mind of God. And it is intentional for the full will and agenda of God. Learning how to relax in that is one of the most beautiful accomplishments that one can ever make. That while there are so many who are trying to accomplish so many things off of their goals and off of their projections, the greatest thing that you can accomplish is relaxing in the fact that God has already worked out the end from the very beginning. That although you are discovering and you are exploring as you live, that your steps are ordered by the Lord and that God has already finished your story before it could even begin. God is in charge. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. And so I've been asking the Lord to lead and guide us into this conversation as we go into the month of March and how we should shift our focus and what we should be really tuning in on. And I want to believe that I have heard from the Lord. In fact, I do believe it. I believe it emphatically. And the Lord began to deal with me concerning the month of March. And I said, Lord, what does March consist of? What should we as a body of people be focusing on in the month of March? And I heard these two words: make room. Make room. I want you to say that with me on the conference line, and I want the Zoomers to get in on this. I want you to hear the word of the Lord, and this is going to be our subject matter for the month of March. I heard the Lord say clearly to me, make room. Make room. There are so many aspects that we're going to travel through dealing with this subject matter of making room. One of the things that we need to begin talking about is why we need to be told to make room. Is it perhaps that we have run out of room? Running out of capacity is something that is normal for those who continue to compile, continue to compound. And as you continue to stack and stack and stack and stack, there is no more placement for anything else. And so a lot of us have a lot of prayers on the table, asking the Lord to do so many things for us, yet we have not cleared out or decluttered. We have not cleared out the things that have congested our lives up until this point. The question is, are you ready for the new that you have been asking God for? Have you made room for the new that you have been praying for, requesting? Have you made the room? You know, our walk with the Lord is one of great discipline. And one of the many disciplines that we have to have is a discipline over self. One of the things that humanity has a tough time with doing is letting go, resolve, closure. Humanity overall, this is not a you issue, this is a humanity issue. You know, we have this thing that we are connected, and once we get connected, it is very hard to break away from regimen, from routine, Once something is worked and interwoven into the fabric of our existence, it is very tough to part ways. It is very tough to let go without grieving it. And so, to avoid grieving it, we would much rather hold on to it. But here's the challenge: you cannot have what was and what will be at the same time. I want to say that one more time and again to you. You cannot have what was and what will be at the same time. In order for you to walk into the new, which God is most certainly capable of doing, there are some things you will need to detach, disconnect, and disenfranchise yourself from. What was can no longer be if you're going to embrace what is to become. I once was young, but now am old. There are things that come along with change. There are things that go right along with change. And as you are changing and as you are evolving, your needs are changing, your desires are changing, your appetencies are changing. And here's the truth: what you've been holding on to, you really have no more use for. But have you made room for what your new self is desiring, what your new self has an appetite for, what your new self is longing for? It's time to make room. There are things that used to bring us comfort, used to bring us pleasure, used to bring us, amen, great excitement. But those things have adjusted, as have we adjusted. And along with us adjusting as individuals, then the things in which we desire also adjust. And God is growing us into a new phase, and we are learning to live in this new phase. I want you to know that with every turn in life, with every pivotal moment that you come up to, it is going to require a shedding of things that once existed, a shedding of things that once was, a shedding of things that once was satisfying. A shedding of things that once was exhilarating, but now it must shed because it has no more effectiveness, not like it used to. But we tend to hold on to the things because we struggle with letting go. And so now we're charging God foolishly because we've run out of capacity. We're charging God. We're saying, God, where are you? God, what are you doing? God, what's going on? God, I've been praying. But we've run out of capacity. And so the things that we are asking God to do, we don't even have the room to hold it. Isn't that amazing that the book of Malachi talks about how the windows of heaven would open and God would pour us out blessings, that there would not be room enough to receive it? It is possible for you and I to run out of capacity. In the book of Luke, we see that happening as the fishermen are out there and they begin to let down the net to catch this big promise that God guaranteed them they would have. And as they were lifting it up out of the water, all of the fish that were in the net started breaking because it is possible for you to run out of capacity. The last thing you want to be in the face of manifestation, the last thing you want to be in the face of a blessing, the last thing you want to be in the face of a miracle is out of room. So you got to make room. And it takes a great discipline to make the space, to make the room. I don't care how you slice it. Society is really setting us up and has really set us up, not doing so now. It has already happened. It has already started. And we have kind of bought into this whole rat race of life. And I mean, the way we live, the way we conduct ourselves, we don't have time for anything. We don't have time for much of anything, and so much so that we don't believe we can make time for anything. We just don't have the time. We just don't have the energy. We just don't have the mental space. I just can't. I just can't do it. I just can't. And we are so overworked. We're so overwhelmed. And they have made us to believe that the power of time has been removed from us. If it's not one thing, it's another. If you're not working over here, you're working over there. If you're not thinking about this, you're thinking about that. And we're just out of capacity. We don't have any space to think or to consider, to dream or to envision. We're just out of space. But I hear the Lord saying to tell us for the month of March that this ought to be our focus. What ought to be our focus, Bishop Nixon? To make room. It is time for you to recapture your ability to be in control of your own capacity. I am no longer working on the things that no longer work. Oh my God, I just said something there for you. We should no longer invest our time, our energy, our resources into the areas that no longer work. They are no longer in working condition. They're no longer functioning for us in our lives. And yet we are still committed to it, still dedicated to it. And as a result of it, we're out of capacity. Every year. Just about, or every 2 years, we're going to upgrade our phones and going to get those new phones, right? They start asking us about the capacity. How much storage do you want? And so they keep coming up with more and more storage, more and more bytes, the gigabytes and all of the bytes. They got all kinds of bytes now. And they're offering all of this storage to get you to come in and purchase another phone or purchase more capacity. And here's the truth. There are some people who never even go beyond the capacity. And I'm bringing this up because the capacity is so very important. And most people purchase phones for the capacity. More so, how will we do our own lives? What are we doing with our own space? What are we doing with our own capacities? What are we doing with our energy levels? What are we doing with our thinking levels? What are we doing with our physical levels? What are we doing with ourselves? Have you run out of capacity? I can almost answer that for all of us that are connected to this line tonight. The answer is undoubtedly yes. Just drained. Can't talk about a thing without breaking down. Can't think about a thing without closing up, without shutting down. Sisters and brothers, we have an opportunity here, and the opportunity is make room. Give God a canvas to bring you into the blessing that you've been praying for. Give God the space he requires to show himself mighty and strong in your life. Give God all that he needs to work a masterpiece in your life. Stop trying to hold on to what was. That has expired. That you has expired. You are no longer in that place. You no longer have need of those objects. You no longer, amen, are stirred by those connections. Let God come in and remake the entire canvas. Let God come in and remake the tapestry. Let God show you how he can masterfully bring you into a new orchestration, a new structure of life. It's a new season that is approaching you. The opportunity of new is upon you, but you got to make room. The old saints would sing, "I gave him my old filthy garments, and in exchange, he gave me a robe of pure white." Here's the good news. The good news is that God is not going to leave you without. Give him what is old so that he can exchange it for that which is new. What you don't have the strength to let go of, what you don't have the strength to disconnect from, give it to God. Ask him to give you the strength that is required to let go so that he can come into your life and renew you with fresh capacity. and renew your storage space. That choir years ago, that infamous choir out of Chicago said, "My storage is empty, and I am available to you, Lord." So now I must empty the storage. I must clear up the space. I must free up the space so that I can increase my capacity for what it is that I want God to bless me with. Oh Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Do something new in me. I want every person under the sound of my voice to make a commitment from the month of March and onward. That when you feel overwhelmed, that means it's only time to clear out the storage space. It's only time to start deleting files. It's only time to start freeing up capacity. Come on and declare it with me. I'm freeing up the space. I'm freeing up the space. Come on and declare it with me. God wants to do something fresh in me. He wants to do something new in me. He wants to do something I've never seen before. He wants to, I'm freeing up the space so that God can do his best work in me. I'm not going to let 2025 pass me by and I'm not living in the newness of life. I'm freeing up the space. I've spent enough time in the things that have had me miserable. I have spent enough time in the things that have had me grieved, vexed. I've spent enough time in the things that have taken up so much space in my life and yet has not benefited me. It has not brought me into lucrative expansion. It has not blessed me in any way to hold on to these items, to hold on to these objects, to even hold on to some of these people. It has been more drainage than anything. I've got to free up the space. I am not here to tell you what space in your life you must free up. But what I am here to tell you is that for many of us, we have been out of capacity and we are tying the hands of God. How can God bless the individual who has not made room for the blessing? Whatever you're asking God for, hallelujah tonight, whatever you are requesting of the Lord, whatever you have committed to him in request, make room for him. Make room for him. Make the changes that are necessary to free up the space that God requires to be God in your life. Something huge, something tremendous, something enormous is on the horizon of happening in your life, something major is on the horizon. And I'm telling you are just days away. You are weeks away. Some of you are even moments away from some of the greatest things happening and transpiring in your life. And you cannot measure it by what's going on in the world around you. God says, I want to do something new in you. Behold, the word of the Lord gives us in the book of Isaiah, I will do a new thing in you. Shall ye not know it? Will it not spring up? I don't want God to be doing the new thing and I'm too overwhelmed to notice it. I don't want God to be doing the new thing and I'm too overworked to notice it. I don't want God to be doing the new thing and I'm so burdened down, I'm so weighed down that I can't even notice the new thing. I gotta make room for him. I've gotta make room for him. What's on the schedule that needs to come off? What's a part of your routine that needs to come out of your routine? What is it that's been going on for so long that it's time for a change? It's time for something new. Now, I gotta free up this space so that God can be God in my life. I'm freeing up the space, sisters and brothers, and I pray tonight that you are compelled and inspired to do the same. We're going to be talking about this all month long. We're going to be going into even more detail, even more things that we can be doing to free up the space. I am excited about talking to you about this. I'm excited about this level of impartation because I believe that this is going to bring you into an expansion that you have never experienced before. I believe that God is literally going to blow your mind as it relates to what can transpire in a life that has space, in a life that has room. And all you've got to do is make the room. You have a participatory role to play. You must play your part. Clear up the space, make the room so that God can come in and show you great and mighty things. I am praying for so many of you, amen, on a daily basis as your names are constantly being placed upon my altar, as the prayer requests are coming in. I'm lifting your name and your prayer requests up before the Lord. And though I may only call your name, I see your prayer request and I am agreeing with you. I am touching and I am agreeing with you. Firstly, let me start with this praise report that comes tonight from Sharima Abdullah. She says, "This Saturday, I was involved in a car accident. Thankfully to God that no one was seriously injured and that my daughter and her friend was not in the car with me. I am grateful that I have the resources to get me through this ordeal and the support of my family. Keep me in your prayers." Well, we are grateful to the Lord for your life and for the protection of your family. We bless the Lord for a continuation and thank God that God has kept you covered under His blood. God bless you, Sharima, and thank you for sharing your testimony and praise report. We are praying for Denise Bryant Brooks, Jennifer Woody, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Michelle Jennings, Benita Thompson, Lorraine Williams, Kimberly Wright, Joneel Mason, Shaquana Johnson, Shalissa Watson, Diane Everett, Latoya Nugent, Rochelle Maxwell, Renee McClinton-Smichael, Patrice Taylor, Diamond Smichael, Deborah Johnson, Ruth Aileen, Benjamin Payton, Rosalinda Archbold, Verna Simmons, Diane Harge, Chanel Kelly, Michelle Tarua, Sharima Abdullah, Geraldine Hall, Johnny Stafford, Redonia Johnson, Carolyn Comrie, Shanika Muniz, Jaina Thompson, Elaine Witherspoon, Kikamon Rockmore, Celeste Johnson, Janet Durbin, Nyasha Cooper, Derek Dominic, Justine Billups, Tamika Stubbs, Robert and Tara Sorrells, and Justin Mack. We are praying, and that is our roll call for our prayer request. And we are praying constantly for you and as well as others who may not have submitted their requests but are requesting prayer. We are believing God for you. Come now, let us pray. Let us make room for the Lord in prayer. Gracious and holy God, our Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name. Your name is worthy. Your name is holy. Your name is awesome. You are our God, and beside you, there is no other. We lift up our hearts to you. We lift up our minds to you this night. Father, we make room. We set the tone. We set the atmosphere. And Father, we're asking that you will meet us right here and in this space. Meet us right here and in this place. Father, I am praying for every individual who is underneath the sound of my voice, who has been asking, who has been making requests, who has been making supplication and petitioning your presence for a variation of things. And Father, some kind of way, they have not made the correlation between the new and the old. But Father, tonight I am praying that there be a confirmation put in their spirit and a revelation that there needs to be a cleansing of the old, a cleaning out, a purging, if you will, of the old. Father, give them the strength that they need, the strength that they need to bring closure to every area that has been left unresolved. to bring closure to every area that has been left even wounded and broken, left sore and sensitive. Father, our prayer tonight is that you would begin to meet us here in this particular space and in this place. I pray for a special anointing tonight, an anointing that will alleviate burdens. An anointing that would eliminate the feeling of being overwhelmed and oppressed, even the feeling of being depressed. Father, free up the storage space, free up the spaces so that we can increase the capacity, that we will be able to receive all that you have for us. We thank you now that there will be no deprivation. We will not be deprived of anything that you have promised. I thank you that your promises are still yea and amen, and that you will do just what you said. Now, Father, help us. Help us in the area of our unbelief. Help us in the area of our weaknesses. Help us in the area of our frailty. Help us in the areas of our fragility. Every space that has made us fragile, every space that has made us overly sensitive and easily broken and easily at a breaking point and at a boiling point. Father, I am praying. I am praying for stability. I'm praying for stability so that we can make the moves that are necessary for the increase of our capacity. Spirit of the living God, revive and refresh and restore and resuscitate and rejuvenate. I thank you for the saints that are connected tonight between the Zoom and the conference line, 120 saints. I am praying that there is a special anointing that will be upon them all, but not just them, but even those that are connected to them. Heal our land. Help us to know that the healing of the land begins with the healing of the vessel, the healing of the individual, the healing of humanity. Heal us in the name of the Lord. Help us to properly compartmentalize and properly prioritize. Help us, God. Help us in the areas in which we need your help the most. We are calling for your help. We need guidance. We need direction. We are looking to hear your voice. Even when you speak in the areas and in the things that challenge us, even in the areas and the things that we may not necessarily agree with, help us to find submission where we can't find agreement. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that Father, even as we are praying tonight, your spirit is making alive. Quicken us where we are. In the name of the Lord, quicken us so that we can be available and we can be ready. We can be compliant. Help us, Lord. Help us to obey your voice, even when we don't understand the instruction, even when we don't understand or comprehend fully what it is that you are saying, or even why you are saying it, the place in which you are saying it. Father, help us. Help us to come into alignment so that we can come into fruition, the fulfillment of every prophecy, the fulfillment of every prayer, the fulfillment of every blessing. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you are not only able, but we also are able. We are also able to grow and to evolve. We are also able to restore capacity and to restore space. We are able to make room for you where we feel like we can't. Let that can't be replaced with can. We thank you for divine ability, granting us the access to do what we did not think we could do before. Thank you that more testimonies are loading, more reports of praise are loading. We will be able to give glory unto your name and encourage sisters and brothers alike, helping them to know that it is possible. What we thought was impossible is possible. It is possible in you. It is possible through you. Your word declared that we can do all things through you who gives us the strength. You are giving strength on the prophetic prayer partnership tonight. You're releasing strength like we have never experienced before. We thank you for the strength. Thank you for the strength. The strength to do, the strength to become, the strength to Forge forward the strength to clean out, the strength to declutter, the strength to disconnect from the wasteful, the strength to disconnect from the wasteful, the strength to disconnect from the drainage. I thank you that even now you are increasing our appetite for that which is new. New. We speak newness on this line tonight. Newness, new opportunities, new doors, new health, new capacities, new. We're speaking the new. Upgrade us tonight, my God. Do something unique for every individual who is underneath the sound of my voice, coming into alignment with this prayer. Spirit of the living God, move afresh upon us. We need a fresh move, a fresh touch. We need freshness, fresh from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Freshness. We are praying for a freshness by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let there be a freshness in the name of the Lord Jesus, a hunger and a longing for freshness in the name of the Lord. I thank you now, God, that the old, the stale, we are losing our appetite for it. We're losing our appetite and our desire to coddle and to keep and to store the stale. I thank you that we are now receiving the strength to discard that which is stale, that which has lost life, that which has lost ability. We are discarding the stale. And we are embracing the new. You have given us the privilege of fresh bread. You have given us the privilege of daily bread. And we make room for this daily bread, this freshness that comes from above. Continue, O God, to show us your glory. Show us your power. In new ways, in new ways, in new ways. Help us to stop seeking repetition. Help us to stop seeking the cycle of what was. Help us to stop seeking the former. Help us to embrace the new thing that you're doing in this hour and how you're stirring your people in new ways. Your presence is not relegated to what was. It is not restricted to what was. You are the God who is ever moving, ever, my God, pouring. You are ever imparting, you are ever empowering, you are ever lifting, you're lifting in new ways, my God. And although there is nothing new under the sun, thankfully you don't live under the sun, and you can send the freshness from beyond the sun, you can send the newness from beyond the sun, what the world has never beheld, what we have never beheld. I thank you now. I thank you for freshness, for newness. I thank you that we are ready to embrace it. I thank you that we are ready to walk in it. Have your way, kind spirit. I thank you for new health, those that are sick and afflicted. My God, as we're laying our hands on ourselves even now, I thank you for new health. My God, get down in the blood cells. My God, cure the incurable. My God, turn it around. What scans have not been able to see, and what the X-rays and what the reports have been prior to this time. Give us a freshness, a new lease on life. Help us to live intentionally. Thank you now for what you are doing. We appreciate it so very much. Father, do something even in the family. Do something new and fresh in the family. Help us to increase our capacity for this new regime, this new regimen in the family, this new schedule. I thank you for the rescheduling. Yes, I thank you that the schedule is shifting and it is changing and it is turning. We kill the spirit of competition. We kill the spirit of envy. envy and jealousy. We kill that spirit now, this spirit that brings such hostility and aggression. We bring an end to the volatile spirit and the violent spirit. We bring an end to it now, and we declare this newness, a unification, this newness in every household that is represented, amidst every bloodline that is represented. You are the God who is able. We look to you. We lean upon you. We do not lean upon our own understanding. Break down our pride. My God, let our pride be discarded in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let our pride be discarded until apologies are rendered. Let our pride be discarded until forgiveness has been given. Let our pride be discarded. Let the capacity for love be increased in the name of the Lord. Joy and my God, freshness, brotherhood, sisterhood, bring us together in the name of the Lord Jesus. No schemes, no scams. Bring us together in authentic love. You are able to do these things. We know that you can, but we are also ready to participate in this unity. We are ready to participate in this coming together, this restoration, this reconciliation. We are ready to participate. You're doing a new thing in the month of March. We're making room for you to do the new thing, and we embrace it now. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for resources that are being released. Thank you for monies that are being released. We give you glory now. Thank you that you're giving us wisdom. You're increasing our capacity that we will know how to manage our monies going forward, that we will not be foolish, that we will not be reckless with our resources going forward. Make us over again so that we can become tycoons and moguls in this hour. My God, progenitors of community and those that are able to erect communities and cause generational wealth to be passed. And my God, through responsibility, through the next generation. I thank you now that you're changing our narrative and shifting our story, and we are participating. Thank you now that there'll be no more failures in our bloodline, no more failures in our family. We thank you for it now. We appreciate what you are doing. We speak life, but not only life, we speak abundant life, which is inclusive of success. We speak it now. We release it now. We give you the glory for it now. We know that you are able. You're working it out. You're working it out, and there'll be testimonies to prove that your hand is unstoppable, that your hand, there is no failure in your hand. Move like you want to move in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we bless you. Thank you for this time of prayer, this time of impartation and intercession. We thank you that we have prophetically released things in the atmosphere that we expect to live through, that we expect to live in, that we expect to live up to. We thank you for it all, and we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Come now and let's praise the Lord. Come on, let's lift up praise tonight. Let's lift it up. Let's lift it up. Let's lift it up on the Zoom platform. Let's lift it up on the conference line. Come on, Zoomers. Come on, conference liners. Let's begin to lift up praise to God. Let's bless him. If you're in compliance, if you're in concurrence with this word, if you are in concurrence with this prayer, let's bless the Lord. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the honor. He is worthy, 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 worthy. Come on, you can praise him. If you are committing to make room for him, you can praise him and praise him now. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. He's worthy, 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 worthy. Yes, he is. He is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. We honor him. We honor him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us this warning. Thank you for giving us this head up. Thank you for letting us to know what we need to do. Thank you for giving us this instruction. We embrace this instruction now. We embrace it now. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, and we say thank you now. You get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, saints of God, once more and again, the Lord has spoken to us. Once more and again, the Lord has enlightened us. I pray that the light is on in your spirit. I pray that your mind now is thinking about what you need to delete. You know, sometimes these electrical devices and even our emails and things of that nature to kind of show us how the more and more and more things are stored on it, it begins to slow down the device. The functionality of the device begins to suffer because we don't clean out what we put in. And sometimes after a certain amount of time, you've got to clean it out before it begins to bring about a dysfunction. Listen to this. There is always an option in your device to do all that work at once. It's called a factory reset. It's to reset the device as the manufacturer intended for it to be in the beginning. It is to free up all the space. It is to free up all of the storage so that the capacity can be restored. And that's what many of us need. We just need one big clean out. We need one big detox. We need one big declutter. We just need to be cleansed and purged one good time so that our capacity can be renewed and restored as the manufacturer, God himself, has intended for us to be. You're not supposed to be overwhelmed and overburdened, incapable of thinking, incapable of dreaming, incapable of envisioning. That should not be you. You're not supposed to be stressed out. You're not supposed to be burdened. That's not supposed to be your fate. And I want you to know that it is time for us to live life the way God intended for us to live it. So whatever I need to do, whatever I need to clean out and clean up, whatever I need to do to restore my capacity and make room for him, I'm willing to do. How about you? I pray that you are, and I pray that you will begin this week. May the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to keep you. I want to remind you that I am praying with our prayer call every morning this week. I am praying at 7 a.m. There's no better way to start the day than to pray. You can join us on our conference line every morning this week, Monday through Friday. Well, now Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be right there praying with you, getting your day jump-started. Well, I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about your near future because I believe this word has resonated with many of you and have brought great confirmation. And I know that you're starting immediately on making room. I hope that this is going to be your month, and I know for sure this is going to be your year. May the Lord bless you. Until next time, good night, everybody.